You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Wednesday, July 20th, 2016. It's week 165 of Destiny Pizzas. I'm Drew Patel.
I'm Mike Steskin.
I'm Cynthia Mund.
And awesome. Let's just get into it. We viewed Ghostbusters.
Yeah. I loved it.
I saw that movie with Bill Murray.
No, 2016 Ghostbusters.
Oh, okay. They got the same title.
See, I put 2016
little confusing.
In parentheses on the notes.
You did not say it out loud.
Because that's not the official title. It's just called Ghostbusters. Ghostbusters, maybe?
Got it.
I don't know.
Sorry. I'm pet peeves and titles. I get confused.
Yeah.
It's okay. All Me right. too.
As long, it's got no colons. I'm all on board for no colons and
in titles anymore.
And weird subtitles. So.
Okay, so should I say like how... So I got invited to a screening. That was pretty cool. For the podcast or anything.
I did not see it, just to let people know.
Yeah, Mike
said
didn't
last
see
week
it.
I was going to see it. I didn't see it.
So what happened... Yet. I forgot I entered this contest on Collider, which is a blog I follow, because having this podcast, we have to follow a lot of movie blogs. And usually, like, AV Club always has screenings in Chicago. Slash Film sometimes does screenings. They don't do them that much anymore. And Collider started doing them for the summer. And it was like, see Ghostbusters in IMAX. And I was like, okay, I'll just, like, enter. You just had to email this person or something. I don't even remember entering. Like,
it was like a while ago.
No, it was I think it was like Thursday or something. Mm-hmm. I think. And then it was like the screening is on Monday, and I was like, well, by then I think what I was thinking at the time, I barely remember doing this. My logic, I think, was like, well, surely I will be like alerted that I won like by Friday, and then I could like make plans to see it on Monday.
They're like, psych.
But I forgot I entered at all. So then Monday morning I get an email saying like, congratulations, you were picked to see this screening. And I was like, oh yeah, I entered that. And then so I texted Cynthia and I was like, hey, like, because she So the summer box office movie pool, Ghostbusters is her number one movie.
Oh, whoa.
I believed in it so much.
Really?
No, you did not, because you texted me.
Was this list read on the podcast?
No.
Okay, I was like.
Don't read my shame on here.
Because I was embarrassed.
No, there was another one we laughed at on the podcast.
Yeah, I think it was one of your brothers.
Probably, my older brother.
He put Suicide Squad.
I'm pretty sure he put Finding Dory number one. No one else did that, I don't think.
Is that number one right now?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, Finding Dory's ahead of Captain America.
No, it's higher grossing than Captain America?
Yeah.
Eat it.
Already. Damn. And it's still going.
Damn.
It's already higher than Captain America.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
See?
So, got to eat a little crow on that. But he put Captain America pretty low. So.
You have nothing on this. Yeah, I think he put Suicide Squad higher than...
I think so, but I think that's going to make...
Yeah.
They say it's a record August.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like 150.
More than Guardians, then.
Yeah.
Which is why I won that first year.
Yeah, that was the key.
Yeah.
So
I texted her because I knew she was stoked about it, and it was like, I think it's like what, one exit north of your apartment.
Yeah, like it's like 5 minutes away.
Yeah, it's like, oh, straight up, like, it's really close.
Yeah.
So I was like, I know this is short notice, but do you want to go see?
I mean, they gave you short notice.
Yeah,
too.
They gave me short notice, but it's like, do you want to go see Ghostbusters? I think we had to be at the place they're screening. It's screened at IMAX headquarters.
Yeah.
So it was like. Yeah, we had to be
like
there.
Super real IMAX.
Yeah, like super legit IMAX. Mm-hmm. We had to be there at 6 o'clock.
Yeah,
I think
something like that.
So like, and then I generally know my schedule for sure, and I generally know her schedule like enough where I'm like, okay, well,
because he's stalking me currently. Okay. I generally know her schedule.
Well, I mean, like,
but
I know what time you
I
generally get home.
Yeah, I got a pretty stable schedule.
Yeah. So it's just like, it's a tight timeline.
It was pretty tight.
Start and stop time.
And if she said no, then I would have to like, I know for sure I wouldn't be able to find anyone from Orange County who'd be willing to willing to go because
the time.
They would have to leave work early.
Yeah.
And that's a tough sell. So luckily she's like, yeah, of course. So I was like, oh, thank God.
You don't have to go through the rigmarole hassle or go there alone maybe and be like,
yeah.
I don't have to find some other sap.
So the worst thing was, like, I guess when you entered, you could do like, are you planning on bringing a guest? And I said, yeah, of course. Cause I'm like, I'm not going to drive all the way to LA on a Monday by myself.
Yeah.
So I was like, yep, bringing a guest. And then, so it's like, yeah, you and a guest are allowed to come to the Ghostbusters. I was like, shit, man. Like, past Drew really fucked me. Like,
what was he thinking?
Yeah. So it's like, so I left work early. We went. They had the Ecto-1 parked in front, like,
yeah,
the new one.
Yeah, it was so cool. I didn't appreciate it at the time.
Oh,
definitely not.
Me I neither. Did not.
Because, like, they were letting people, like, go inside and sit in it.
Yeah, I should have stole the hood ornament.
And she was like, do you want to sit in it? I'm like, no, I'm good. I got a picture. I've sent it to post on Snapchat.
Yeah, just egg on our face, at least my face.
On my face as well.
Is it the actual one, or is it, like, a replica?
I don't know. How many do you think they'd make?
I don't know.
There's probably one in New York, too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's probably the real one.
But, I mean, like, where do they have the premiere? Because maybe they brought it there too, and then they just put it there, drove it there. I don't know.
I'm assuming they have one
in every state.
Yeah, they're everywhere. There's a million of them.
There's probably one in London.
Yeah.
So yeah, we went. It was in the IMAX headquarters, which was cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're just like hanging out, and then on the email, I was kind of worried because it said like we overbooked the event, so some people will get turned away. Which they also said back in the day when we went to go see Super 8,
mm-hmm.
they said the same thing. So I like,
and there was a big line.
There's a long line for Super 8. This one, we got wristbands and it had a number on it.
Yeah.
And mine was 1, 2, 3. So I was like,
how many people?
I think it was like 150.
Yeah, okay.
Like, would you say that's accurate? You saw how many people were in that final theater.
Yeah, there are a lot.
Did you see people not try to get in? And
we weren't paying attention to
that. No, well, at the very end, there was like that last couple that wanted to come take a seat, remember? And they're like, where are the seats? And the lady's like, oh, so maybe there's like two people.
They split them apart.
Oh.
One of them went in our theater and the other one went in the other theater.
Oh, there are multiple.
So that's the thing. They added a second theater.
Oh, because it's so
many people. Oh. But it's cool. The coolest thing to me.
They have two IMAX theaters there?
No, these are like, they're like scaled
smaller.
Down.
Yeah.
Like, I think there's only like 50 seats in our theater.
Yeah. It was small.
The screen was huge.
Yeah.
And it was, they said it was where so like the executive screen movies.
Oh,
yeah.
So it was funny because like we were sitting outside and I was like, you know what my dream would be? Is to have a movie theater where you only have good seats. Like,
yeah. You can't.
There's just a lot of empty space in the theater because you don't want a bad seat.
Yeah.
And we went in and like that's what it was.
Yeah.
Like, there were only good seats. And it was such a dream. Oh my gosh.
It was pretty awesome.
And it was full IMAX. The sound was amazing. And it was in 3D.
Which was really good.
Yeah.
IMAX 3D, I mean, I like, know that's even better probably, but IMAX 3D is good. Like, from what I've seen, I haven't seen too many things, but I feel like it's a lot better than
regular 3D.
I'm like, not a huge fan of 3D, but yeah. I think IMAX 3D is better. Like, it always depends on the movie.
Well, you're not a big fan of 3D.
No,
right?
I actually really hate it. Yeah. I think it's like a waste. I think it's like a money
grab
kind of.
I don't like the.
That's what the editor in chief of Collider was there. And he was like, I really dug it in 3D and I'm not a 3D person. Like, I think it's just Hollywood, the industry has ruined it.
Yeah. Cause it's just, it is a money grab. It's just a money grab. And like, none of the movies are made for 3D. And it's just.
So this was great though in 3D.
Yeah. It like made it better. But I would have liked it not in 3D too. I would have loved it, I think.
That's the problem I find with IMAX. It's like
sprinkles.
They do too much IMAX 3D. Like, they don't usually have a lot of regular IMAX screenings when they have IMAX anymore.
Yeah.
It's all like IMAX 3D, which is better than regular 3D, but it's not as good as just regular IMAX.
Yeah.
So it's like you never get the option to do. I mean, every now and then they have a couple showings, but mostly they're just trying to make that extra money.
That's okay, true.
So should we start actually talking about the movie now?
No, let's just talk about IMAX and 3D.
Let's talk about the experience. Yeah,
the funniest thing is Mike texts me the next day and he's like, how was it? And I was like, great, I loved it. And then he's like, did you see it in IMAX? And I'm like, I saw it in IMAX headquarters, double IMAX.
IMAX Inception.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
But
that's pretty cool.
Okay, so what did you think of the movie?
I loved it a lot. Am I supposed to give my pizza rating?
Not right now.
Okay.
We'll wait a little bit.
I really, really, really liked it.
About that.
It's my first like official Destiny Pizza rating. So I'm kind of like
kind of nervous, important.
But I really liked it a lot.
Jared from Silicon Valley, like they had a lot of smaller people in the movie.
Yeah,
that I thought were great.
Oh yeah,
like the tour guide.
Oh yeah, but I know him from The Office.
Yeah, he was in The Office. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
And who was the person who you said, like, oh, this person's in the movie last week, but you're like, I don't want to say it because it was a spoiler. You said they cast someone in the movie.
Cast someone in the movie.
But you didn't want to mention it because you said it was a spoiler.
Let's see.
So spoiler alert.
Oh, well, I was saying the villain of the movie, maybe.
Okay.
Like the main villain. There's a guy who's the main villain who I don't think I saw him in the trailer at all.
No, I don't. I'd never seen him.
There's a few characters but that you don't see.
We talked about him being cast way back when. I'm like, oh, this guy's the villain. But like, they never show him in the trailer. And that's why I was happy with
who is the guy.
I was happy with the trailers for that. I don't know his name, but.
Oh, okay. Never
what
mind.
What is he from?
But I don't know. But I remember. I just remember because we talked about him.
Okay.
Like
because
a year ago.
There's like another major person who's in the movie.
Oh.
There's a few people in the movie who I say you could view as a villain.
Yeah.
That you don't see in the trailer.
Yeah. That's why I thought the trip, like, for the problems with the trailer, I was like, at least the trailer is not ruining the movie for me because
no,
I don't
doesn't.
Know any
yeah.
of the plot. I just know the basics, and I don't know what's happening at the end because they didn't show any of that, which is really good.
It was.
I was surprised premium. At how much I was laughing.
Dude, there was like when I don't even remember the part, but like no one was laughing, but you were laughing so loud. I was like, this psychopath here.
I know. What,
I'm not.
I
with
know exactly
him.
What you're talking about. Like, I know the
that'll
exact
happen
scene.
When you go to Drew movies with Drew. Sometimes he'll just start laughing
in this theater.
Alone. 50
people. He's laughing at this like
horrible.
Like, no,
that's even weirder
because
it's 50.
And it's like film nerds.
And they're like trying to watch and appreciate the movie, and you're like,
I'm gonna text you what scene it was.
Okay.
Yeah, it was like
I wanted to bring it up so bad. Did I bring it up to you? I don't know.
Okay, if you're gonna bring that up to me. So Cynthia has a fear of ghosts, and what this movie did really well that
there were
other Ghostbusters
scary parts in it.
In my opinion, some of these ghosts were very scary.
Yeah.
Looking.
Oh my gosh. Fuck yeah. Fuck so ghosts.
She's like,
I'm so scared of them.
She like curls up, like nearly curls up in her seat.
I didn't know what to expect, man. I didn't know how ghosty they were going to get on Ghostbusters.
Pretty ghosty.
They went very ghosty.
And
interesting.
She just starts saying, shit, no. Fuck. Shit, no. Fuck. And I'm like, Cynthia, like, be quiet. Like, people can hear you. And I'm like, are you okay? Like, do you need to leave the theater? Like,
oh, damn.
It was very enjoyable.
I was scared. I just, you know, but then when I knew the level of ghosts, I was like, okay, I can
yes.
handle this.
Was there any like freaky 3D ghost that was scary also? That like made it scary because of the 3D?
No, but a lot of the stuff they did
sometimes.
With the proton packs was really cool in 3D. Because they also did the thing, they did it in Life of Pi and they did it in Jungle Book a little bit where stuff jumps out of the frame.
Oh, yeah.
And they did that a lot in this, and it looked really cool.
Yeah, it looked good.
Yeah, a lot of the 3D was really awesome.
So you're getting mad at me for being scared about ghosts. I'm like, you're like laughing maniacally at some other part. We're just ruining the experience.
I texted you when it was. I think you'll recognize it.
Oh, that's right. I was like, what the fuck, dude? This is not the
it was
time.
So funny.
The way he's cackling now is how he was cackling in our theater of 50.
Probably the most inappropriate.
No,
time.
It wasn't even like yours. You're being more subtle. Like during the theater, you're like, ah, ha, 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 like it was so bad.
It's just as if I was in on like the whole joke.
I know.
It's like you were a writer or consultant on the film. You're like, I wrote that one.
Yeah.
Oh man.
It's like I wrote that, and I know what's gonna happen next, you guys.
Oh, that was so funny.
Yeah, I guess maybe in a few weeks, if I remember, I'll reveal why I laughed.
Yeah.
After you see the movie, at least,
yes.
Mike, I'll tell you.
Yeah, but it was like, I really, really like Ghostbusters. And this whole past week, I was trying to get people to see it. And I think I convinced a good deal of my coworkers.
So that's what sucked. They gave us goodie bags afterwards. It had the Ecto-1 juice box in it. It had a Twinkie in it. It had a patch. Ghostbusters patch that you can embroider on, like embroidered patch. I leave that at the front door. my mom and sister and dad are home. I told my dad the day before, I was like, oh, I'm going to a Ghostbusters screening. Like, I got invited to a Ghostbusters screening. I'm going to leave work early. He's like, cool. I don't tell my mom and sister. I got home, I guess, pretty late. Uh-huh. Enough where no one was awake.
Really?
Yeah, my parents go to sleep real early. And so the next morning, my mom's like, oh, you went to go see Ghostbusters? And I was like, yeah. And my sister's like, how was it? And I was like, really good. And she's like, haha, good one.
Oh, my Ooh. Gosh. No,
and I was like, no, damn seriously, it. Like, it was really good. And that was the sentiment I got from everyone.
Yeah.
The whole day, like, I was like, dude, I saw Ghostbusters last night. They're like, oh, cool. How was it? I was like, really good. And like, no, like, really, how was it?
That's how,
yeah, those, like, those trolls on the internet really push people.
It's really dismissive. Sucked.
And it, I mean, the
it's funny.
It's weird because, like, I was waiting in line after the movie, I was waiting in line for the bathroom, and these two guys who are friends, I assume, potentially lovers, who knows?
Yeah.
Free world. It's 2016.
You never know.
And they're talking, they're very bro-y though. Like, they might have gone to USC. And they were like talking about how good it was and how good it was for a remake and how a lot of people were dismissing it. So I jump in the conversation. I'm like, yeah, I was like really surprised. I was like, if Point Break had a remake at this quality, no one would have questioned, like, people would have said it was a better movie than the original. And people, I was like, it just sucks because no matter how good this movie is, people aren't going to see it.
Yeah.
Like, it's not going to get the attention it deserves. So, yeah,
this more than any other movie hit all the points of, like, we have to hate this movie before it comes out.
Like that's what we talked about a few times where I was like, this movie couldn't do anything right, it seems like.
Yeah, I think
it doesn't matter
how good it is. It could do a lot of things right, but never in, like, the eyes of the public.
Yeah. Because people just
they're like, we got Ray Parker Jr. to re-record the original theme song. Yeah. And people are like, boo, it's not as good as the original. He's washed up. You should have got a new band to do it. No, that's what I'm saying. Like, they would have said that. Like, even if, like, they couldn't do anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Best part of this movie, though, I will say it, there's a Ghost t-shirt that appears from the band Ghost.
Really?
There's a t-shirt that appears. So that was pretty awesome.
That's hilarious.
And then it was weird, like, some reviews I saw were like, movie's great, and then other people were like, movie tries to be too nostalgic and fails.
Well, I don't remember.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah. I watched the original, or the first two
Ghostbusters
today. The second one's not as good as I remember it being.
No. I was watching
But the bad guy's
awesome. It was doing like an honest trailer of the Ghostbusters, and you're like, that, like, this is basically the same movie as the first one. It's also, why, like, they're still dismissing them as nonsense. Like, everyone saw that Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. Yeah. Why is everyone not trusting and believing in these guys?
Yeah. It's bonkers.
It's funny.
But yeah, I really, really dug this movie. I had a few problems with it, which I think a lot of people had. Like, I found Leslie Jones' character to just be like, as progressive as this movie was being. Like, Leslie Jones' character just very brought much, it back. Was very much a stereotype.
That was, like, a real criticism from the trailer that seemed the most authentic as opposed to, like, just, like, doing it. I feel
they did some times where it was, like, because her whole role in the Ghostbusters is, like, she knows New York.
Yeah.
And they did that very well.
Mm-hmm. You know, like, I was watching some interviews after because I was just so thirsty for more Ghostbusters after. And, like, she seemed to kind of act like her character, too, though.
Yeah. Well, she does and that so in, like, I've Kate seen her some of her bits on SNL. She does that kind of stuff. I saw, like, so I think that's just what, like, she does. Like, maybe. Because, yeah, I don't think she's been in, like, movies. Has she been in movies? So. Like, that's just what she does on SNL, too.
Yeah. But it's.
So I think it's, like
I think.
But you have a good point.
The type of character she was.
But at the same time, they did show those scenes where she's like, you know, this is, like, there's a scene where it's like, you know, this used to be, like, a gambling den.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, I wish they kind of showed, it's like,
more of
it's
that.
A peak. It's kind of like in Parks and Recreation where you see Andy, sometimes he does say something very smart.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, oh, like, or not. Yeah, Andy.
Yeah, Chris Pratt. He's dumb.
Yeah.
He's dumb, but he says something smart.
Uh-huh.
It's like, instead of the dumbness, though, they show, like, this is a horrible stereotype. Like, she's loud and obnoxious. And then sometimes she'll say something smart.
Mm-hmm.
I wish they focused on the smart aspect a little bit.
Uh-huh. Yeah, added more. I can see that.
And then another thing that I liked that I said earlier, it was whenever something slightly, anything misogynistic at all was on, she would get so mad. Where it, I wouldn't be surprised if she just like jumped over like the velvet rope and just tore the screen down. Like, she's like, this is stupid.
I can't help it. Cause I'm surprised
they put that, some of that stuff in that movie.
Cause like when I see it on the screen, I hear the comments like dismissing it and like, you know, like all the people just like putting it down. They haven't even given it a chance. They're not going to give it a chance. And it just like, it burns me up. Mm-hmm. And so I end up wanting to burn the screen, and I'm sorry.
No, I don't apologize. Yeah, I like, loved it so much. It added to my movie experience so much.
Oh gosh. I liked it though.
Yeah, I liked it a lot too. What are some things that you enjoyed a lot about this movie?
Well, I'm scared to talk about it and like ruin it. So can I just be like super vague? Yeah. I found some of the like the two leading characters, I really like them. Their characters,
is that characterization. Wigan McCarthy?
Yeah.
Or is McKinnon a, not a...
Like, I would say she's like a secondary character.
Wigan McCarthy are like the... Yeah. They're like the...
The lead. They're like Bill Murray.
I guess
Murray.
Like the first three... I guess the...
No,
it's
I would actually...
It's kind
sure.
of Bill Murray and then the other two. Okay, and then Ernie is like the fourth guy.
Yeah.
I would definitely say it's like Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd though. Like, where it's
I guess
most
if you had to
focus.
Rank it two, you would put Dan Aykroyd.
But then, to me, Kate McKinnon stole the show.
Dude, she stole it. She was so great.
Peter Scaretta of Slash Film said he didn't like her because like she did weird faces when the camera wasn't focused
on
her.
That's what I loved about it. Like, I would,
she was very quirky. And then people were complaining because like they're like, she's a gay character, but they didn't say she was gay. And Paul Feig, I guess, in an interview, someone asked him, like, is she gay? And he's like...
She did wink at...
Yeah, because the first line... She says, "Is Kristen Wiig comes into the like the classroom or whatever, mm-hmm. and she's like, hey, do you come here often?" And like winks at her. Mm-hmm.
So
it's
smooth.
Like, yeah. So I guess Paul Feig was like, "Yes, she is," but like the studio, they're not allowed to like. It's considered like crazy. Like it's just not okay to do that kind of stuff, to like label a character as gay.
Yeah, that's true.
Because they have to deal with so many like corporate people.
What?
Yeah, it's I don't know. It's like Disneyland isn't allowed to like advertise gay day, but they have like a seasonal cookie that's a rainbow cookie that day.
Really?
Oh.
Because like they get funding from organizations, and those organizations aren't necessarily like okay with homosexuality.
Okay.
I just thought like sometimes it can be brought up and sometimes it doesn't have to be.
Yeah.
And I just think like just because there's a gay character and things, every single time you don't have to bring it up. It's not like,
it's like
did they bring up that like the other people are straight like all the time in movies?
Exactly.
Like,
well,
no,
kind of, I do. I like to point it out.
Yeah.
Like,
that person's
straight.
Gay. I'm just saying they
questionable.
Don't. They don't have to say it in every single movie. You can bring it up. It's not like it's a big deal either way. But for that corporate reason, that seems stupid.
Yeah.
Well, I know it's important to some people.
Yeah, but I still feel like, should it be every single time there's a gay character, you
no,
have to
exactly.
mention it and
no,
throw it in your face?
No.
It should be like, no, they're that character, interpret it what you will, and like that's just your life. The movie's not really about that right now at this moment. It could be in a future film show up.
Yeah,
like the
true.
Sulu thing. Like it's not about that. He's Sulu. It's showing up in this new film, and that's just what it is now because that's what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like you have to do it every time, but there's enough stuff where they're showing... introducing us as that type of character, and that's the character. But I don't know, that's just the way I see it.
No,
yeah.
But
yeah, I really dug her in the movie.
Enough variety.
She's like the reason why I was thirsty for more Ghostbusters. I'm just gonna keep saying that. Thirsty for Ghostbusters.
More Ghostbusting.
Only quenched by my Ecto Cooler IC. Sponsored by No, I didn't drink it. I didn't eat the Twinkie either.
Chemicals.
I don't think I can.
Like your body will just reject it.
Just like and like
you'll look like a ghost.
Slimer will like come out. My body, the front end.
Okay, thank you. I guess
just to clarify
that. So you mean you are not going to soak a tampon in the Ecto Cooler and put it up your butt?
Not anymore.
Okay,
that's how you enjoy the richness of it quicker.
So I like the ghost as well.
just
okay.
Just thinking about someone like, why would you like? Why how, would like, you like willingly?
I don't think
stick
a lot
a
of the
tampon
stuff
in
like
your
in fraternities
butt.
Is very willingly.
I know, just like, but who thought of that? They're like, hey, you know, it'd be great.
A scientist, probably.
I think,
your people.
Yeah, it's like someone with the blood vessels. Like they just
get
you
like,
into
dude,
your
there's
stream,
a bunch of blood vessels in your butt, bro.
Or it's like, what was it? I think I heard. I think I saw some special. It was like some people did it because they didn't want their breath to smell like alcohol, but they wanted to be drunk.
Yeah.
Or something. Like, it's alcoholics and it's weird people.
Or like you
but
can...
you're still going to sweat out the alcohol because that's how it leaves your system, is through your skin.
Yeah. It's not the... That's plan.
They just wanted to stick tampons up their butt.
I think they're using an excuse. They're like, I just like to do this.
Look, guys, if you like, if that's what you're into, go for it.
It's
free country.
Yeah, it's 2016.
2016.
That's just what they did.
Kate McKinnon is gay.
Yeah.
I mean, the character, but she's a wonderful one. I don't care if she's gay or straight.
Yeah.
One of the articles I read, or the headline was like my favorite about her, was like, if you're, I think it was on a women's like website. It's like, even if you're a one on the Kinsey scale, you'll have a massive girl crush on Kate McKinnon.
Holtzman.
On Holtzman.
Yeah, I did.
Me too. I don't know.
I'm not even sure what the Kinsey scale is. But
oh,
yeah.
It views human sexuality as a scale rather than like straight or gay.
Okay.
So like a one on the Kinsey scale is like you're mostly straight.
Uh-huh.
With like gay tendencies, like slightly gay tendencies.
Well, she was just amazing.
She just seemed like a person I want to drink beers with.
Oh, hell yeah.
And then be like, hey, like, how about you invent some cool stuff? Because that's what she liked to do.
Oh, man. I just want to watch it again.
And we could like dance around and stuff. See where things go. I said it.
You heard it here.
Yeah, you heard it here first. Kate McKinnon. Come on the podcast. We'd love to have you on.
There's not enough interviews. I was trying to find them online. There wasn't a lot. And her posture is the same.
Yeah, she was all right on Ellen. I didn't, because she like...
Oh, I saw that too.
She did this thing where it's like Hillary Clinton, they brought Hillary Clinton out and then she did like a Hillary Clinton impersonation.
Because I guess she's famous for her impression.
Yeah, but
she did her on Saturday Night Live.
Like. But it didn't like really stand that well at that time to me.
Is she on SNL right now?
Yeah.
As we speak.
Her and Leslie Jones,
yeah.
Oh.
I mean, not literally right now because like, it's like very
right
late
now,
Saturday
they're
night.
They're probably waking up to get ready for the day.
For Sunday.
It's Sunday. You're right. Never mind. They're probably sleeping.
Yeah.
Like,
well, I don't know what they do after the like show. Some are probably still out because it's New York.
Yeah, I think they just go out and do stand-up and drink and shit.
Yeah. So some of them, a lot of them are probably still out, actually. I don't know their schedule, but I assume they sleep mostly Sunday, like... the
yeah,
day.
And relax.
I don't know what that is.
And then go to work on Monday. Mm-hmm. Write again.
What a life.
I liked the ghosts a lot because I thought the ghosts were very creative. I liked the gadgets a lot because that was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of fun in this movie.
Yeah. So you should go see it, everybody.
Including you, Mike.
I will check it out.
Including you, Mike.
I'm excited.
If you can't find anyone.
And
then you can find out why Drew was laughing at that inappropriate
or
part.
You'll probably see me laugh again because it was really funny to me.
I just can't believe it.
It was just so like, I don't know. In my head, I guess everyone zigged and my brain zagged.
Your brain
and then
zagged.
It zagged. And then when the scene zigged, I started laughing because it went... exactly how everyone else thought, but I thought it was gonna go a different way.
And so and you
laughed. Like, I know what they're setting me up for, and everyone else is like, "No,
they're like,
they're
no,
setting, they're clearly setting up this other thing."
So I just viewed it as so ridiculous that
so
that
you
happened.
Cackled.
Like,
that's... your brain is making the movie better than it is too.
No, it was. I like what happened.
Okay.
It's just,
I don't know what happened, so I'm just trying to fill in blanks.
Like,
to no
I don't
context.
Know. I guess I had some preconceived notions of what happens in that kind of scenario, and then it didn't happen, and then I just laughed.
I'll text to me later what you thought was going to happen. Because you can't say it here, because then that will give too much away.
The drawings.
What are you talking about, you madman?
That's okay. Very vague because I don't know what it is.
Drawings?
I know what you're talking about, but I'm not understanding
okay
what you mean but or why you would zag or what are we talking about at this
drawings?
Point? Saying drawings. Saying the word over and over again is gonna...
He's saying in different ways, though.
Okay, maybe one more time.
Drawings.
Okay, now I understand.
Oh, okay.
I get it.
It's so confusing.
Okay.
All right.
What do you rate it?
I rate it I thought really hard about this and I forgot what I was going to rate it. So I'm just going to give it 7 out of 8 because I liked it. I want people to like it. And yeah, everyone should at least give it a try. Just open your heart.
I actually also gave it a 7 out of 8.
Oh, nice. Shoot.
Nice. Because I dug this movie. I don't know. I think ever since my niece is, I've said this before on the podcast, ever since my niece was born, I see movies like this and I'm like, my niece could see this and she'll be like, I want to be a scientist now. Like, and I think that's really cool.
Oh, hell yeah. Be a scientist.
Yeah.
Be a strong, independent woman.
Or like be an inventor or whatever. Like she could.
Or know New York well.
Or go to New York.
Yeah, become a.
Or fight ghosts.
A person who works in the MTA.
What if you.
Or whatever.
What if she's like, now I want to be a ghost.
Well, that's what Leslie Jones does.
If that makes you happy.
Or, yeah. So. I think that's cool, and but I thought also a really funny thing was my coworker was like, I want to take my 7-year-old granddaughter to that movie, and then I saw it, and I was like, do not do that.
Scary.
Well, maybe. I don't know. Sometimes kids can, like, really tolerate things that I don't...
That you can't.
That I can't as a 23-year-old strong, independent woman. Maybe just independent.
Yeah.
Maybe just woman.
Maybe just woman. Not strong. But, yeah. It was a lot of fun. It's like you know how dope was a lot of fun?
Yes.
Like doing heroin. It was a lot of fun.
Like in dope or like in real life? No, I mean
the movie Dope was a lot of fun.
Okay.
It's like that, where it's just a lot of fun.
Yes.
Solid jokes.
Dug that movie.
Action sequences were off the chain.
They were so good. They were so good. I'm just sorry.
It's okay.
I'm excited.
Go for it.
I just like seeing its praises.
Good stuff.
My favorite part was like.
Yeah. That was a great scene.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Mike. Got it. Recommended. Thumbs up. I saw a movie as well. Not quite as good as.
Oh, it wasn't good?
It was okay.
A famous woman from SNL as well.
Yes. This movie starred Tina Fey, and Margot Robbie was in the movie. And
Margot Robbie is clearly the SNL star.
Clearly. Martin Freeman was in the movie.
Hobbit.
Which was cool, because I didn't know he was in the movie.
Frodo.
What is this Bilbo. About?
Tell me. See, more. I saw the trailer, and I thought it was a straight-up comedy.
It is not.
It is not a straight-up comedy.
Nope.
It is like very much like a drama, like war movie.
Oh, my god!
Layered with like jokes, because there are a ton of funny people.
Like sprinkled?
Yeah. But it's in there.
Is this like a John C. Reilly movie where you expected
no,
a comedy
it's,
and then he's not?
No, it's very much like her characters, like there's jokes. But I mean like just the tone is of like a real war movie. So it's basically it's about a reporter. It's based on a true story too.
Yeah.
Did not know that either.
Yeah, I saw that book in Barnes & Noble and I was like, read the synopsis and I was like, huh.
Yeah, because the movie's called Whiskey Tango Foxtrot.
So WTF.
So I'm getting all these preconceived notions. Anyways, it's about Tina Fey's character, like a reporter who has really nothing going on with her life. So like this opportunity to go to Afghanistan, report on the war comes up. She goes there and it's basically like the whole movie's about her like discovering herself pretty much. So there's a bunch of like crazy stuff that goes on in Afghanistan. And like, this is like right after the Iraq war already started. So they're like, no one's even talking about this war anymore.
Wow.
And stuff.
That's some heavy stuff.
Yeah, so there's like heavy themes in this, and it's just like how she loses herself in her job there, and she kind of gets addicted to all the adrenaline that goes in being like in a war.
Like, is this like a Walter Mitty country type deal? Like, because I thought Walter Mitty was going to be a comedy, and then...
kind of, but like there are jokes in there. There's enough jokes where I'm like, oh, okay. Like it's enough of that, but it's like, but it was still fun. It was like a fun movie.
Is Margot Robbie?
But there's just like,
is she like, I'm so sexy, and then Tina Fey's like, but I'm smart. Does that happen in the movie?
Kind of, but like, not as much as you would think.
Does that bother you, Chick Chat?
I don't even remember who Margot Robbie is.
She's
Harley
Jane.
Quinn.
She's Harley Quinn.
She's Wolf of Wall Street.
Wolf of Wall Street.
Was she also in Community?
No.
Oh,
you're thinking
she does a bunch of this accent, she had a British Australian accent. Yeah, she had a British accent in this movie.
Very close to Australian.
I feel like she does a different she does a different accent in every movie I've seen her.
Yeah, she's the Duchess of Bay Bridge.
Yes.
And, yeah, totally, whatever that
and
is.
Queen, and Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to be a duchess. Wait, no, I don't want to be a duchess.
What? Why not?
Because you said of Wolf of Wall Street. And
no, like in Wolf of Wall Street, she's like, it's like a fake, she comes from royalty and she lives in New York on like Bay, is it Bay Ridge or Bay Bridge?
And then
he's like, oh yeah, you're the Duchess of Bay Bridge. That's what he says to her, like when they go out on a date. No? Okay. Sorry, Mike.
Yeah. Yeah, so basically it's her discovering herself and...
It sounds a lot like Walter Mitty.
But it's all set in Afghanistan, pretty much.
Walter Mitty wasn't?
No, it was not. But it's also like the backdrop of the war.
Is there any PTSD?
Stuff going on.
Suicide?
It's a drama.
One in 22 people who return from the Middle East that served commit suicide.
One in 22?
Yeah.
So like two people in that movie theater we were in.
Yeah. Whoa. Maybe the third person. Who knows?
Shoot.
Damn.
It's real. Just bringing it home, guys. Crazy. Putting it into perspective.
PTSD is real.
It is.
It's a moment of silence for it.
Real thing. Yeah. So, yeah, different than what I expected, but it was good.
What do you rate it?
I'd probably give like a 5.
Damn, this guy's throwing out goods left and right.
Yeah, well, I'm watching a lot of like solid movies. Because I like it's not like the greatest movie in the world, but I did I like enjoy Tina Fey
a lot.
But,
yeah.
But it was just, it was some funny jokes, but it was like.
Did it feel out of place with the drama and like war and.
Not totally, but I just like haven't seen a Tina Fey movie do that.
Okay, I was gonna be like, you haven't seen a Tina Fey movie?
No,
like, is it a Tina Fey movie?
She's the star.
She's the main character.
She's the star of the movie, so I consider.
Oh, like you mean like writing and directing and stuff?
Yeah, I don't know how much involved in that she was.
Like, was she just,
I assume
like,
she's at least somewhat involved because she always like produces like everything.
That's true.
She does.
Yeah,
but yeah, it's basically just a self discovery movie.
I probably would have been angry if I were you. Like, I was like, I've been robbed of a war comedy.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't.
How often does that happen?
I like a bunch.
More than you would think.
There's a lot of war movies out there.
War comedies, though?
No, no. But it was, it kind of, I.
Oh, Tropic Thunder. Is that a war comedy? Oh,
that's way more of a comedy.
Than a war comedy.
Yeah.
Forrest Gump. It's hilarious when he's in war.
Oh my god.
Bubba.
There's a lot of funny parts, but there's also a lot of serious parts in that. Yeah. Movie. But I think that movie's probably funnier. Probably.
The confidence in your voice.
I mean, I'm trying to think because there's so much.
Wait, Forrest Gump is funnier than
Whiskey Tango Foxtrot.
Wolf of Wall Street?
I haven't even seen
I mean,
that
I think
movie
there's so many it. High funny parts, but then like Bubba. Like, there's so many sad parts, too. So.
Yeah. It's like real life.
It's hard.
Like, the time he goos on that.
So, I think the sadder is in Forrest Gump, and the funnier.
Yeah, like, when he finds out he has a son, that's totally a bummer.
I know. Like that, man, yeah.
Is he like me? My Forrest Gump is off pretty the good. Chain. Janet. Oh, my Lord.
Sunday. Yeah, Jeff. So I didn't feel completely robbed, because I watch a lot of... Well, there just are a lot of war movies, and then I watch them.
I don't watch any war movies.
Because what are they good
for? But it's not like a straight-up war. It's really about like somebody's self-discovery, and that's just the backdrop setting.
It's like Eat, Pray, Love.
So
yeah, because Mike is a huge fan of Julia Roberts.
Yeah.
Who isn't, am I right?
Yeah, America's
She's
Sweetheart.
So good. She's so good.
America's Sweetheart. You heard it first? Yeah. I don't know.
A day early.
Yeah, so if you're interested, check it out. I mean...
It's a 5. That's a lot of 5. Pizza.
It's a good.
That's more than half. That's more than I ate today.
That's a solid movie. I would, yeah. If you like Tina Fey, you'll still probably like it. Even though, just don't expect a comedy.
Okay.
And but there's funny parts. So. All
right.
Yeah. You play any video games this week?
I haven't played a single video game.
You play Pokemon Go?
That's a video game. No, that's a lifestyle.
That's a lifestyle. True.
Let's just move on to our discussion then.
Yes.
This week's discussion is Pokemon Go problems.
Mm-hmm.
Problem number one, it's taken over my life. Problem number two, I have to defend myself against children, like, judging me for playing it.
Yeah, that's happened to me a lot, too.
Yes.
Problem number three, I don't know. Server's down.
Oh, God.
Nightmare. Yeah.
Problem number four.
Talk about it. This is your problem. Mostly.
What, servers being down?
Yeah, like, oh, you're the one, Lord, who's always, like, crying down about it.
Oh, crying about it?
Sorry. Poor choice of words.
Bitching about it. Yeah, it just... I'm trying to... Like, I wake up, my niece and nephew are excited about Pokemon because I went out the night before and I caught a bunch of Pokemon. They want to see the Pokemon. The well, not... Don't say it like that.
All right, sorry.
It started at, like, 8:30 to, like, 1.
8:30 to 1.
8:30 p.m. to 1 a.m.?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were out. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
I mean, I caught 200 Pokemon.
Oh, okay. So this is like very... Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't realize you went to downtown.
Disney.
Mm-hmm.
Land.
I just imagined you like the first day walking around your neighborhood here from 8:30 to 1.
Collecting Pokemon.
That would take forever to catch.
And I was a little bit
anything.
Worried.
You should be because... Yeah, there are no good Pokemon in this area.
Yeah, exactly. No. But you were in downtown Disney doing that with like...
I mean, this is no Tatooine. We have decent Pokemon here.
Yeah, there are some.
Hey, we have
Cubone.
A Cubone.
One Cubone.
The one Cubone.
He's out there.
And I will find him.
I heard there's a Marowak on the other side of the city.
Let's go.
Yeah.
That's pod. Only a legend.
Yeah.
It's never been confirmed.
But yeah, it's like sucks because then I want to show them like all the Pokemon I caught and then servers are down.
That sucks.
And there's nothing that says the server is down. It just is stuck at 25%.
Yeah. But then I just go straight to the internet and be like, and you guys got this problem. It's like, yeah, we got this problem. Stop doing a new post, you idiots.
On Reddit?
I'm like, yeah. I'm like, well, who cares? People are just finding out now. Some people are on the West Coast and we're like, I just woke up. What's up?
So but what you can do is you can go to the website www.ispogodown.com and it'll tell you if the server is up or down.
That's so useful.
Yeah, because I feel like I'm going crazy sometimes.
Yeah. I'm like, is it just me?
Yeah, exactly. Because it happens.
Because sometimes it is just you.
Yeah, you just reset your phone like a few times and then it works.
Like you always have to do, there's tricks.
But yeah, so there's that. Yeah. And then friend list.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking about improvements, too, right?
Like yeah.
What we would want.
No, we're just going to complain about Pokemon Go. There's no good things.
It's like, why? You guys don't have to play it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there are.
What 10 Pokemon are not on the app?
All three birds.
Oh.
Like Zapdos. Zapdos, Articuno, Moltres.
Is Mewtwo and Mew on there?
I don't think those two are on there.
So that's 5.
That's 5 right there.
Or the other phone?
4, you said?
Is there like answers out there?
Does Lugia?
That's no.
I don't think that's 151. Or it'd be 151.
Is Ditto?
Ditto.
I haven't seen
Ditto. I don't think Ditto's on there.
Maybe it's just super rare.
I feel like I would have seen somebody like have a Ditto.
Yeah. Right? Well, I don't know. The only way I would see a Ditto is if it was... Was it a gym, right? Are you really going to
that's true.
Take over a gym?
How
with
do you even know if it's a Ditto or not?
You think it disguises as a different Pokemon?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Would be really cool.
Oh my gosh. I want a Ditto.
Oh,
so
now
bad.
I want a Ditto.
Yeah.
I got to imagine they're holding that back because I want it.
So. Imagine like fighting at a gym, same type.
That would be so cool.
Are you going to tell us the answer or are we just going to have to keep
shooting? Look at them and see?
Because I'm a little bit rusty on my first gen.
It's got to be like single type without evolutions. Oh, what's that?
It's got to be one I don't miss apparently.
No, Ditto says it's
Lapras is on there.
Yeah, for sure Lapras. I've seen it.
Lapras is on there. Ditto.
Aerodactyl, Snorlax. Who...
Yeah, it's,
that's all the Pokemon.
That is all the Pokemon.
It's definitely those three. Articuno, all the birds, for sure.
Do you know the answer?
Wait, is it Farfetch'd?
Oh,
Farfetch'd is in there.
He's in there?
I've seen a Polygon.
I think Ditto might not be in there.
I think it's Ditto.
I've seen all these other Pokemon. Mr. Mime, I haven't seen.
I think Mr. Mime's in there. I saw a list of what you get from the eggs, and Mr. Mime.
What about this one?
What about that Tangled Up dude?
No.
No, I got it. I got it. Oh, you did?
What?
What about a Kangaskhan?
I
saw a list that he's in an egg, I think. But I don't know if that list is correct or not.
I haven't seen a drowsy or him.
I've seen a drowsy.
I haven't seen a Grimer either.
I saw a Muck.
I know. Where do you got to go to get that?
I saw a Muck.
BP oil spill.
I didn't catch it, but I saw a Muck.
I've seen the Bellsprouts, but the evolutions I haven't really seen.
I haven't seen Vileplume either.
I haven't seen...
Me either, but I assume you can evolve.
I haven't seen a Wigglytuff either.
I assume you can evolve them, though.
You got to catch it. So I haven't seen a Raichu. Exist.
I had a dream about a Raichu.
Me either. All the ones you evolve, I assume you get if the little ones, if the lower evolution ones.
I haven't seen a Beedrill. Well, I saw a Beedrill, but I couldn't catch it.
I haven't seen an Electrode, but I assume you can evolve. Oh, no.
So wait. We're not really putting it out. Unless it's Mr. Mime and...
Porygon?
I've seen a Porygon.
They're out there. Where would you find a Porygon? I don't know.
It's in an egg, I think.
Oh.
I don't know if some are egg exclusive. I think what about Hitmonchan?
I've seen those guys. Hitmonlee. I caught I've one on them. My way to work.
Okay. Oh, you're cool. And also living life illegally.
Yes. I mean, I will not confirm or deny. Fifth Amendment? Is it too late? I've already agreed.
I think you already
agreed. I need my lawyer.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah, but they're definitely that trading, which they say they're doing.
But then, trading. Do you view trading at, do you think you should have to be close to the person to trade Pokemon? Should I have to physically meet up with you to trade Pokemon?
Yeah.
The whole rest of the game is that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the whole thing. It's got to be fit, you be in the distance of a gym. You got to be.
Oh, I have a problem. Okay. I think when you evolve, a Pokemon, the evolved form should be worth 2 candy instead of 1 candy.
When you transfer it? Yeah. I was thinking that today, too.
Oh, yeah.
It pisses me off when Pidgeotto is only worth 1 candy.
You're like, fuck that.
I also think there should be a...
A CP.
A drop-down menu, maybe, if you catch a bunch of type of one Pokemon, it should all go together and it says you have this many, and then...
This many CPs Pidgeotto's?
Or something. Something so you can do all the candy real quick.
Yeah, it's a...
When it's, it's Pidgeys. Pain, so yeah. It's just annoying to go search out. And go one by one and do it.
Yeah. Sometimes it's tough to throw the Pokeballs and
that was a glitch though.
It swerves off, but I just figured my thumbs are stupid.
Yeah, I always blame myself and I know sometimes it's the game. And I'm like,
I agree, your thumbs are stupid.
Thanks. Thanks a lot.
But it's a glitch.
My thumbs are a glitch. Nope.
No.
What else?
Oh, maybe a thing that doesn't allow people to play over a certain speed.
I think it already does that.
I don't believe Brian.
You don't believe? I don't think it's that fast. I believe, though.
I believe it, but I don't know how. I mean, he tested it, so.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes when I'm driving on my way home, it'll tell me an egg's hatching. I'm like, I haven't walked for 3 miles.
Well, you also live
in I take the streets
a place
to work,
that's very
though.
Slow.
Just say it. Tatooine.
Yeah. Dantooine. On Dantooine. No, yeah, because she's from Tatooine, but she lives on Dantooine.
Cloud City. LA, guys. I live in LA.
Yeah, we already said that you live close to the IMAX headquarters, so it's not.
All you have to do is Google
that.
Yeah,
you can pretty much determine.
It's a lot of homework, though.
Yeah, no one's going to go do that.
I mean, it's really hard for people to find out that you live in Marina Del Rey. Whoa.
Oh, God. Well, not anymore.
Now they know.
Spoilers.
Now they know.
Spoilers. That's
spoiler for
that's
my
where
life.
Is. Don't murder her. Don't murder.
Don't moita.
Moita.
Don't moita me.
So yeah.
What are?
I can't think of any other problems. Battery life.
Fuck. It's the battery life.
They
is
need
really
to
bad.
Figure out a way where you can. I don't know how you do it. The egg should count even when you're. The app is just, it doesn't have to be open. I don't know.
Like background use.
Yeah, the battery saver mode, I don't know if it's saving me very much battery.
Yeah.
It doesn't work on my phone, so I don't know.
Oh, well,
I don't. How do you know what it's, what is it doing when it's battery?
It's just running. Battery saver mode, you put it upside down. a freaking tutorial would be useful also.
Yeah, a no, more useful tutorial.
I like, really tell liked what... it, though. Like, at first I was really frustrated, but then it was fun figuring out the rules with
like,
everyone.
I didn't understand the gyms until, like...
Oh, yeah, that's...
Recently.
Pretty sure I still don't understand the
I
gyms.
Mean, like, I learned I about them, the pulse thing today.
I think.
I don't know if I believe that either.
But it's got to be something.
I don't believe yet. The tracking system needs to...
Oh, that needs to be fixed first.
The tracking system was okay before, but then this last update, it doesn't work.
I guess I was never really concerned because I would just go around. But like, now, the problem is we've been playing it so long, I want to get the ones I don't have.
Yeah.
And to get those guys, I'm like, it's where is it?
It's would you ever pay money for a Pokemon?
No.
Like a Mewtwo?
No. Never.
Like $2?
I will earn.
The chase is the fun part.
I will earn my stuff.
You can only buy them.
Not doing it.
Okay.
Like if it's a Mewtwo, then it's not this worthless.
What about will you pay money to?
I hate.
Will you pay money at all in this game?
No.
Okay.
No, I will earn my stuff fair and square.
What if that like bites them in the butt? They're like, oh yeah, we're gonna make people pay for these Pokeballs and make them pay for lures.
Yeah.
And
I hate
disappeared here, you guys.
Right in our room.
Like. Yeah.
No, like I really hate in-app purchases, but if it's gonna be in-app
42 CP.
If it's gonna be
It's 420.
42.
420, oh,
Jesus
whatever.
Christ, that's a huge 42. Caterpie. That's a really powerful Caterpie.
Yeah, if it's going to be an in-app purchase, at least make it something that I can do myself. It'll just take me a little bit longer.
Caterpie, like, creeps me out a little bit.
There's also a Ponyta around here somewhere.
Psh, call me when it's a Rapidash.
Reaching.
Call me when it's a Rapidash.
Next week's discussion is, tell us a movie you wish did better in either... Like, you don't think it receives enough recognition. You wish it did better in box office, so it might have gotten a second, like a sequel. Just anything.
Yeah. Tell us what you think, America.
And the world.
And the world. Why not?
Because this podcast is not limited by...
Yeah, we don't limit...
Geography. Like,
geographical boundaries.
Yeah.
Like Pokemon.
Except if you're in Canada, you can't play.
Except
well, you can't download the app, but I think you can still play it.
You can find a way around.
So, yeah, that's a discussion. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Bye.
Adios.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.